2010 lineup includes Vancouver Company's Mascal Dance, Kokoro Dance, Flamenco Rosario, and Out Inner Space. Ontario's Toronto Dance Theatre, Taiwan's Lafa and Artists, Denmark's Kit Johnson, New Zealand's Black Grace and Bill Crutchmaster Shannon, Michael Sakamoto, and Evidence from the United States. The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival, March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. Tickets are available at 604-662-4966 or online at vidf.ca.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The East Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Join Team Power Smart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team Power Smart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
We can't. Good evening and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason and it's time again for two things. The finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues as heard every week, actually from here on in through the warm season, from 10:30 to midnight. Although next week I will, next 2 weeks there'll be somebody else in this chair. I'll explain a bit more a bit later in the show, but I'll be on hiatus for a couple of weeks. I will get into more detail about that, but the show will still happen, Shake a Tail Feather, between 10:30 and midnight. That's the first thing. The second thing is, at long last, we get to continue, at least edge closer towards the end point for the story of Motown thread that has been going on this show now for over a year, simply because it's just taken that long with all the other things in our schedule to get through all of this stuff. And hope you've been enjoying the story of Motown over the past 14 months or so. You can get all the previous episodes in this thread, as well as other episodes, by just checking out our podcasts on our website, citr.ca. And it actually brings us up to 1971, in the story of Motown's development in their Detroit years before they moved to Los Angeles, which in fact they were just about completely moved, relocated to the West Coast in 1971, and but they still had some operations going on back in Detroit. We just heard the Jackson 5 with Mama's Pearl. That was the first release of the year. They had had a hit streak right through the previous year, 70, and of course late 69, and suddenly the Osmonds appeared, or seemed to appear out of nowhere, and they had a hit called One Bad Apple, which sounded a lot like the Jackson 5, but it was not them, and so the same formula. And so these two bands, these two groups, kind of duked it out for a few years in the early 70s. Ultimately, I think the Jackson 5 won out when you consider who's remembered most and most fondly. So that's kind of my opinion. But anyway, Mama's Pearl by the Jackson 5. We're going to continue on with some of the other artists. The number here, by the way, 604-822-2487. You can give me a shout between now and midnight. And now, one of the many soul veterans that were signed to Motown at this particular point, in order to rejuvenate their careers somewhat, Chuck Jackson, who had been recording for years but had been signed to Motown in 1969, was still releasing singles for them. This was one of them. This is a song called Pet Names.
Sweet. can do about it. Set me free, why don't you, baby? Let me be, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. Never you don't really need me. You just keep me hanging
tin can, lying in the black sand. We used to lie there and watch the day. Now the leaves have all turned to gray.
Down by the river where the river don't flow, we can't go there no more. Down by the river where the river don't flow, the birds don't sing.
I say where'd they all go, the tears in mine say I really don't know.
Down by the river where the river don't flow, we can't go there no more. Down by the river where the river don't flow, the birds don't sing.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
No. set my soul. I fell in love with you the first time I saw you. I've been trying to let you know.
Please, you hold in my heart. man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great songs, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we're doing the story of Motown Part 13. I hope that's not bad luck, but that's where we find ourselves in the year 1971, the early part of that. We just heard David Ruffin, formerly of the Temptations, but with a solo effort called Each Day is a Lifetime. Previous to that, The Undisputed Truth. This was yet another of the, I guess, ventures into psychedelic soul territory that Motown took, courtesy, of course, of songwriter and arranger Norman Whitfield, who had been working on remaking The Temptations over the previous few years. And this was another group that was signed to them in the latter part of 1970, and we heard Rainy Love for a Rainy Day. Before that, Marvin Gaye with What's Going On, that being the single release version. He had actually begun recording it the previous summer in 1970. Technically, he was kind of semi-retired from music, but he did go into the studio to record that with some friends that he had made while trying out for the Detroit football team. That was his other career. He was going to leave music entirely. He was going to give that song to the Originals, as he had already given them a couple of songs he had written, but then ultimately decided to record it himself. And it was released in January of 1971. It went to number one not long after that. And then the album was recorded and followed later that year. In total, the album had three hits from it, one of which we'll be hearing a bit later. And but the album as itself was a great entity. You could hear the album from first track to last track just like it was a very big single. All the songs kind of blended together. It told a story. And for the first time, that album actually had the personnel listed, meaning the musicians. They had never actually done that before, but they had them listed by name and what they were playing on there, so kind of like a jazz album. Before that, we heard Ardeen Taylor, Canada's Own, with Ain't It a Sad Thing. And before that, The Temptations, taking a break from their psychedelic soul with Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. Brass Monkey, a British rock band that was distributed on Motown's Rare Earth label, very much sounding like Rare Earth. The song we heard was a B-side of a single. Of course, it was a cover of The Supremes' You Keep Me Hanging On, sounding a lot like the Vanilla Fudge version that came out a number of years before that. And Chuck Jackson with Pet Names started that set. The number here is 604-822-2487. This is Kiki D with a cover of Dion Jackson's Love Makes the World Go Round.
You know love makes the world go round, and love makes the seesaw go up and down, and it makes the trees grow tall, and the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl hope, say they feel so fine now. Without love, and without dreams,
without dreams,
the birds just couldn't sing. Oh, everybody needs love, and to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel. We'll be right back. everybody needs some loving. Gonna make the world.
Hiding. Again.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Shake a tail feather with you on CITR 101.9 FM with you until midnight. My name is Jason. We're doing the story of Motown in 1971. And the phone number here is 604-822-2487. A couple of events going around, happening around town, both tomorrow and next Saturday. Tomorrow, the next installment of the Astoria Soul Club happens at the Astoria Hotel, the club downtown, at 769 East Hastings. Starts at 10 o'clock, goes till after 2 o'clock. $6 cover. Plenty of rare soul on vinyl. They're promising some Ike and Tina, some Contours, The Poets, Len Barry, and others. So they promise a very good time, Dress to Impress, and yeah, do that. Also, this tends to fill up pretty early, so they advise getting there as early as possible before 10 p.m. These have been going on for some months now, I think, probably close to a year, if not a year, on the third Saturdays of every month. That's the Astoria Soul Club. You can find out more information by going, let's see, do they have a website? They have a Facebook group, so you may wish to check that out. That's tomorrow night, the Astoria Soul Club at 769 East Hastings, downtown, 10 to $2, $6 cover. Next Saturday, and unfortunately I won't be in town for this, but March 27th, the Swinging Concert and Dance happening at Capri Hall featuring Bria's Hot Five. Also performances, door prizes, classic film clips having to do with swing dancing, refreshments, a beginner's dance lesson, and a silent auction. I've been at these the past couple of years, and they're really, really great events. It goes from 8 to midnight. Lesson starts at 7:30. It's at the Capri Hall, 3925 Fraser. That's the Swinging Concert and Dance 6th Annual for the Neil Faulkner Outward Bound Memorial Scholarship. That's where the proceeds are going. It's between $15 and $30 at the door. You can call 604-874-1045. Also, more information can be found at www.neilfaulknerlegacy.ca. That's next Saturday, starting at 8, but dance lesson starts at 7:30. So there's enough going on over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure there's other things happening too, but those are two events I want to call your attention to. Phone number here is 604-822-2487. What did we just hear before the break? Of course, the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye. That was the first original version of that. Of course, Isaac Hayes would do a cover of it later the same year. And a few years later, Gloria Gaynor would have her debut hit with a cover of that. Before that, Sammy Davis Jr. Yes, that was Sammy Davis Jr. recording, it was a B-side of the only single ever released at Motown by him. He had done a little bit of cameo appearances for Motown and on their TV specials, but he only released one single through them. He intended to record more, but there was some kind of a falling out or disagreement, so he just moved on to MGM, which is, of course, a different label entirely. But we heard a song called I'll Begin Again, and that was the B-side of a song called In My Own Lifetime. It was released on an imprint at Motown called Ecology, which was supposed to be Sammy Davis's own imprint, although, there's some debate as to whether it was just for him or not, but he was the only person to release anything on it, and it promptly folded after that. Before that, Eddie Kendricks, his first solo effort after The Temptations, with a song called It's Hard for Me to Say Goodbye. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles with I Don't Blame You at All. Stevie Wonder with a cover of The Beatles' We Can Work It Out. And before that, Kiki D with the cover of Love Makes the World Go Round, a hit for Dion Jackson in 1966. What's next? Oh, yes. This, I know we've played this on this show before, but Gordon Staples and the Motown Strings, I think members of the Detroit Symphony, if I'm not mistaken, a single that was released called Strung Out, many different versions of it. This is the B-side from that. This is a song called Sounds of the Zodiac.
Thank you. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
I'd like to tell you a story about me and my family and the neighborhood in which I was raised. I chose to do this particular number because it describes my childhood to a T. You see, childhood part of my life was very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept another trigger beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. Hard time. My, my, my. Let me tell you about my papa. Didn't know the meaning of what he disrespected mama. Oh, yes, he did. I left home seeking a job that I never did find.
Sometimes, hey, they don't tell the truth. is their lies. And I've got proof.
Beware.
Beware of the handshake. They have the snake.
I'm just telling you.
Beware.
Beware of the pat on the back. It just might hold you back. Jealousy. Sometimes, hey, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies. And I got,
hey, your enemy. Oh, do you know how? But you know where he's coming from.
Don't let the handshake and the smile fool you. Take my advice, I'm on.
Sometimes
they don't tell the truth.
Smiling faces tell lies.
And I got proof.
Pass the plate.
Hugh Masekela and the Union of South Africa on Motown's distributed by Motown, the label called Cheeza, which was still going strong in 1971. Diembo, The Weary Day Is Over. Previous to that, the Crusaders, also known as the Jazz Crusaders, with Pass the Plate. The Undisputed Truth, with probably the biggest hit of their career, Smiling Faces Sometimes, taking a page out of the Temptations book, and also out of Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Gladys Knight and the Pips with I Don't Want to Do Wrong. Diana Ross with the Jackson 5 with Feeling All Right before that, taped on one of their TV specials that year. The Supremes with Gene Terrell as the lead with Nathan Jones. Before that, solo Diana Ross with a cover of the Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Leta also recording on the Cheeza label with I Won't Weep No More. And Edwin Starr with a cover of Cloud Nine before that, and Gordon Staples with the Motown Strings, Sounds of the Zodiac. I guess we'll be continuing a 1971 story of Motown when I get back in a few weeks' time. Next week, Gack will be here from Exploding Head Movies, the Monday night program that he does on Soundtracks. He'll be doing something for you next week, starting at 10:30. The week after that, Charles Burnham from Sweet and Hot will be here filling in for me. So you'll be certain to hear some early rhythm and blues on that one, I take it. Anyway, you can get a hold of me by emailing me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca over the next couple weeks and in between shows in general. Podcasts can be had by going to citr.ca and clicking on shows, and then select your favorite program, including this one. That is Pyrrha, who will be on momentarily with a Vampire's Ball. That'll take you till 4 o'clock. And so we're going to end our first bit of 1971 tonight with Tom Clay, who was a Detroit area radio DJ, responsible for promoting a lot of the early Motown hits on local radio. Well, in 1971, he came up with an interesting piece, including an interview with a child on the subject of prejudice, various sound clips from the assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and some music featuring a backup group called the Blackberries. He put it all together, What the World Needs Now, Abraham, Martin, and John. This became a completely unexpected hit in the summer of 1971. We'll go out with that. I will personally see you in a few weeks' time. Shake a Tail Feather will be back, however, next week with Gack at the helm and Charles Burnham at the helm the week after that. Pyrrha's next with Vampire's Ball.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Guys, there's God, boys.
Coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems for good they die young.
That's your cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. Brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
Segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what that is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.